everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I am so incredibly grateful that you guys are here listening. Really, I am truly grateful. I'm just so excited to be with you guys. I want to talk a little bit about the Latina movement and Latinas as entrepreneurs and their untapped potential. The growing Latina population is an untapped resource in this country. If we give Latinas the tools to unlock their potential, we will see amazing results. A quote from Eva Longoria and a perfect segue into what this podcast is all about. Now, some people won't listen to this podcast because they say I'm too passionate, I yell, I raise my voice, I do whatever, but that's okay. You know, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded is about being raw, it's about being me, and it's about you being you. Woman of success without limits. Everybody, if you don't know who I am, my name is Marti Angel. I'm the Latina business coach, also known as the Empowering Latina Coach. And really, I want to share just a little bit about this podcast. This podcast was given to me in a meditation and in a prayer. The name came to me, and I swear it was Diosito. Diosito literally spoke to me in pictures and in gestures, and he gave me this Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. But I'm going to leave that for another episode, guys. I'm going to leave that for you guys to actually take a look at and decide when you want to listen. All right. But let's talk about being Latina. Let's talk about without comparison. What I did was I began to notice that I was moving through my business life as a Latina, and I truly wanted to rise in my business. I wanted to be wildly successful. I didn't want to just settle for being mildly successful. I wanted to pass that phase up. So that is when I figured out that I was a driven, passionate, ambicionista businesswoman. Now let's talk a little bit about why. Why? Because I'm always asked, Marti, why are you so passionate? Why am I so passionate about empowering the Latina entrepreneur to rise above the fear and define her passion and her place in the marketplace? I wanted to find a base for my passion of being a business coach. As a retired Latina professor, I know how to do my research, you know, and very well. And one of the things that I saw while I was scanning the top lists of several business publications was that they all had Latinas missing. Whew! Escondidas, missing. I was struck by the lack of the Latina information. In fact, this is how bad it is, guys. This is how old some of the information is because it's hidden. In Inc. 2011, the magazine, the review of top 10 Latino and Hispanic entrepreneurs was all Latinos. There was not even one Latina there. It was then that I realized, because I've always been a business owner, guys, I've always straddled both being a job. So they would call me an employeepreneur, right? I always had a job and I always had a business, a side hustle. So it was then that I realized that we Latinas were the invisible sector. And I say that with air quotes. We are the invisible sector. And that, my friends, doesn't mean that Latinas are not launching businesses. It just means that we are the underrepresented, untapped, and at-risk population of entrepreneurs. Now, as an educator and as an assistant principal and then rising to the top as a principal, I always worked with the underrepresented, underserved, and at-risk populations. I never thought that leaving education, I would find myself serving the same community in the business sector as a business coach. But this is who I am, guys. This is what I'm passionate about and why I'm determined to help the Latina businesswoman rise. La mujer de éxito, la mujer moderna, those are my target. I understand now that it is important for us as Latina business coaches as well. There aren't too many of us out there. As Latinas in business and entrepreneurship, we are invisible and we are terribly underrepresented and we are a terribly at-risk commodity in the media and in scholarly research. The interesting fact, guys, is that the Federal Reserve data shows that there is a huge surge of almost 60% in the Hispanic entrepreneurial sector, and even though entrepreneurial ventures by Hispanic women are lagging slightly behind the Hispanic man, they are still ahead of the non-Hispanic women. Mujer de éxito, yeah! And it is clear from the statistics, guys, from the statistics that Latina entrepreneurship is on the rise and our buying power with it, baby. Yes, indeedy. So what makes us the invisible sector, you ask? That's what I ask. I believe that we may be the invisible entrepreneur sector because as Latinas, we are concentrated in the segment of the market that is called the micro entrepreneur. Meaning that we are not quite a small business, we are more of a micro business. A micro business is from 0 to 10 people in the business, working the business, and a small business begins from 10 or more and above. So that's it, just FYI, guys. A study done found that Latinas possessing the same levels of traits regarding education, immigrant status, and the like, actually earn more than their white women counterparts pursuing entrepreneurship. Yet Latina businesses seem to have gone unnoticed since we are the invisible sector. Finding this out, guys, when I found out that we were the invisible sector, this like set my passion on fire, both as a business owner and as a Latina business coach. Because why? I am extremely passionate and I am unapologetically, let me tell you guys, unapologetically going after the Latina invisible sector, contrary to the advice of my non-Latina Latino coaches and mentors. To quote them directly, here's what some of them told me. Marty, if you continue to brand yourself as the Latina coach, you won't get any clients or customers and you won't set yourself apart because there's not enough Latinas out there. Well, in my mind, I was like, really? Watch me. Well, the figures, the stats all speak against what they told me, guys. That is when I really began to go after the Latina market, and I am going after that Latina market, and I am there to empower them with the education they need to start a micro business and to really let them know what it takes to find the confidence to succeed by empowering them with coaching, with tools and strategies to bring their business to the digital online age, guys. That is my passion. And I act and I speak daily from my passion, guys. My passion to leave a legacy of Latina leaders behind me. Leaders on the network marketing team that I am so blessed to run. And or a micro entrepreneur in the network marketing industry, or as a brick and mortar business that I so love coaching. I have a brick and mortar business as well, guys. So, but let's talk about the research. Okay, this is getting really crazy for me. But research has proven that there is a shift in Latina entrepreneurs and that the numbers are staggering. There are more Latinas entrepreneurs right now in the market in 2020 than any other ethnicity that is out there. That's a staggering amount of Latinas. And that is staggering information that tells us there is a 60% surge in entrepreneurialism among the Latina women. Yes! What makes this really important for us to understand is that is the National Women's Business Council reports that there are currently almost 800,000 Hispanic women-owned businesses in the U.S. right now, ahorita. That's huge, guys. The estimated revenue of Hispanic women on firms across the country totals $55.7 billion juntas. The rise of Latina entrepreneurs has created the need for coalitions, networking groups, microfinance lenders who understand and promote these associations. We want to rise. We want to rise together. We want to be led by a Latina. We want to empower other Latinas. And that's the part that I love best. That this movement, because this is a movement, it's an entrepreneurial movement. This is a movement, guys. The part I love best is that this has created the need for more Latina coaches. Yes, no estoy solita. As a Latina businesswoman or a wannabe, now don't get me wrong, a wannabe is not bad, a wannabe business person, it is imperative that if you are a Latina, you find a Latina coach who understands the culture. Why? Why do I say that? Because believe it or not, we flavor our food differently, we dance differently, we love differently, and we even passion differently. We are the rising stars in our own right, guys. That's so important. Believe me when I tell you this. I have spent over $60,000 hiring non-Latina coaches and non-Latino coaches who left me. Now, mind you, they did the best they could, but they left me feeling misunderstood, underrepresented, and not heard. And I ended up leaving feeling more lost than when I was with them. So I've had a lot of coaches, guys, but not one of those coaches were Latina women. And I always wanted and looked for somebody that looked like me. So when you're looking, guys, and there's somebody that doesn't represent, and you have the qualities and the qualifications to make it happen as I do, I decided, okay, ponte los pantalones y van, ándale. So here I am, a coach, a business coach, an empowering coach, a lifestyle coach, whatever you want to call me. I felt like I was the only one who saw the elephant in the living room. Hey, there's no Latinas out here coaching. Hey, everybody out here is of different color, right? Non-Latinas. That is why, and let me tell you something. Here's an aside, guys. I want to give you an aside. My husband read this. He is the CEO of a microfinance lending company, and he is a big Latino. Anyway, he read this, and he says, Marty, please be nicer. But you know, here's one of the things you got to know about me. I've always been blunt. I've always been truthful. My biggest fault is that I will tell it like it is. Short, sweet, and to the point. But that is why, you know, guys, I became a Latina business coach. I had run a successful school community with over 120 employees, and this gave me the strategies I needed to transfer into business coaching. Running a school, guys, is a business of education in and of itself. And running a successful school community, bringing a school out of program improvement within 3 years, that, my friends, is like being on the, you know, on Fortune 500, right? So as Latina businesswomen, we are paving the way for new generations, and we've got to take that seriously, guys. We have to take the fact that we are paving the way for more Latina women and more Latina millennials to follow our path. There is room for many more of us out there. There's more room for more entrepreneurs, for more coaches. We don't all just need one kind of coach. We don't all just need one kind of store. We don't all just need the same shoes. We have different needs, and there are different industries that need coaches. I happen to be a network marketing business strategist. That's my specialty, but I also own a brick and mortar business. And it is amazing how much this new and uncharted territory has for us to discover. Mujeres, mujeres, come. I invite you to be my guest and listener to this podcast, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, where we get raw and real, and we learn to help each other, empoderarnos juntas, to get through the trials and tribulations of being an entrepreneur. If you are looking for tips to rock your business and live your best life, then I invite you to continue to listen. I'm going to have a lot of guests on here, and if you know a Latina that's poderosa, then please DM me and give me her name. I would love to have her on my podcast. We have now reached over 1,000 downloads, guys. That's amazing. So if you know a Latina who needs a coach, or who is a coach, or who wants to start a business and needs some guidance, send her my way. I would love to help. Now let's do this together, Latinas. Let's make and create that shift in Latina entrepreneurship. Let us juntas change the landscape of business and simultaneously join with me, mano a mano, to create the rise of the Latina entrepreneurial estrellas. Let's do this, mujeres. Why do I want to do it? Because I want my epitaph to read, because of you, Marty Angel, I did not quit. Gracias. So I invite you to come with me, join with me, and let's do this juntas y con ganas. Inspirándonos juntas. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. If so, drop a comment, send me a DM, send me some love. I would love to hear from you. I'm still the one that actually replies personally to all of your messages, guys. Have a great day. Inspirándonos juntas y juntas hacemos el cambio que necesitamos. Fuertes y unidas, poderosas y pasionistas. Okay, guys, have a good one. Talk to you soon. Namaste.